translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada. Madhavendra Puri left the temple and sat down in the village marketplace, which was vacant. Sitting there, he began to chant. In the meantime, the temple priest laid the deity down to rest. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Although Madhavendra Puri was not interested in eating and sleeping, his interest in chanting the Maha Mantra was as acute as if he were an aspiring transcendentalist rather than a Paramahansa. This means that even in the Paramahansa stage, one cannot give up chanting. Haridas Thakur and the Goswamis were all engaged in chanting a fixed number of rounds. Therefore, chanting on the beach is very important for everyone, even though one may become a Paramahansa. This chanting can be executed anywhere, either inside or outside the temple. Madhavendra Puri even sat down in a vacant marketplace to perform his chanting. As stated by Srinivasacharya in his prayers to the Goswamis, Nama Gana Natibi, a Paramahansa devotee is always engaged in chanting and rendering loving service to the Lord. Chanting the Lord's holy names and engaging in His service are identical. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.23, there are 9 kinds of devotional service: hearing, Shravanam, chanting, Kirtanam, remembering, Vishnu Smaranam, serving, Padasevanam, worshipping deity Archanam, praying Vandanam, carrying out the orders Dashanam, serving Him as a friend Sakyam, and sacrificing everything for the Lord Atmani Bedanam. Although each process appears distinct, when one is situated on the Absolute Platform, he can see that they are identical. For instance, hearing is as good as chanting, and remembering is as good as... Although each process appears distinct, when one is situated on the Absolute Platform, he can see that they are identical. For instance, hearing is good as chanting and remembering is as good as chanting. Or hearing, similarly, engaging in deity worship is as good as chanting, hearing or remembering. The devotee is expected to accept all 9 processes of devotional service. But even if only one process is properly executed, he still attained the highest position, Paramam Hamsa, and go back home, back to Godhead. Om Agyanti Mandasya Gana Gana Salakya Chakramayatamena Tasmay Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapalagamana Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunavitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Pajna Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Larita Shivishakam Vitam Sha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopisha Gopikanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpadrubhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhavicha Patinanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Siva Sadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So although it says in the purport how all the processes are absolute by deity worship, making friends with the Lord, surrendering everything, hearing, chanting. But Jiva Goswami, he explains how all these other processes have to be accomplished by chanting the holy name. And in Jivadamma it explains how hearing, chanting and remembering are the foundation for all other six processes. So hearing, chanting and remembering are the foundation for the other six processes. I think it's quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita where he says that all the nine angas of bhakti are within the chanting of the holy name. Lord Chaitanya is quoting this. He's asked a question on this. Out of all the processes, which is the most important process? And Lord Chaitanya quotes this verse explaining that out of the nine angas, the chanting of the holy name is more important. So, I'll elaborate a little bit on about the chanting. So, it's mentioned in the 11th canto, chapter 5, text 37. It says, according to Sridhar Swami, even in previous ages such as Satyug, it was not possible for the living entity to achieve perfection that is available in Kali Yuga. Sri Jiva Goswami has explained this as follows. In former ages such as Satyug, human beings were perfectly qualified and easily performed the most difficult spiritual processes, meditating for thousands of years, practically without eating and sleeping. Thus, although in any age one can, who completely takes shelter of the holy names gets all perfection, the highly qualified inhabitants of Satyug did not consider the holy name merely moving the lips and tongues and lips, chanting the Lord's holy names as a complete process, that the Lord's holy name is the only shelter within the universe. So, in a Satyug, people considered going to the Himalayas and doing austerities more important. They thought, removing the lips and tongue, how can it be possible to achieve perfection? So, but he says in the Padma Purana, there's a verse which explains this point. He says that if one is living in a Satyug, where he does not chant the holy name, then he's living in Kaliyug. And someone who chants the holy name is living in Kaliyug, he's living in Satyug. So it seems from this verse explains how in any age we are living in, there's difficulties. Like he's explained how Hiranyakashipu appeared in Satyug and he created big disturbance throughout the universe. And Prahlad Maharaj was the example to show others how important to take shelter of the holy name. It's also explained, Madhavendra put his example as a Paramahansa. Even within our own acharyas, we see the example of Paramahansas. How it's explained how Madhavendra Puri took shelter of the holy name 100%. He stayed in the marketplace chanting continually. So we can see even in our own lineage, like Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur chanted, I think, 1 billion names in 9 years. To set the line of purity for spreading Krishna consciousness throughout the world. Show the importance of taking shelter of the holy name. And then even Srila Prabhupada did that. He spent 10 years in Vrindavan preparing himself for fulfilling the mission of spreading Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada came to America. He was chanting in this park. And from that, the Krishna consciousness movement took off from that. Even in his prayers, Markandeya phrase that Prabhupada wrote on the Jaladutta. He, Prabhupada says that, I have no strength in my own ability, but I have full faith in the holy name of Krishna. So, we can see how from this, how the holy name is on fourth dimension. People generally see things on three dimension. But the holy name is fourth dimension. It's not, it's beyond this world. You can't even conceive it. It's not even from Krishna. So, it's explained in the Adi Lila of the Chaitanya Charitamrita text 79 that if one gives a mountain of gold in charity, or he gives 10 million cows in charity, or he stays on the bank of the Yamuna for millions of lifetimes, if one thinks equating this to chanting Hare Krishna is equal, then that person is considered an atheist. Because Prabhupada explains this point. In Prabhupada's time, when Prabhupada was a very small boy, there was a plague which happened in Calcutta. And sadhus, I think Babaji's, they started the chanting of Hare Krishna. And they came to Prabhupada's house. Prabhupada said, I was up to their knees at that time. And through this chanting, the plague stopped. In this lecture, Prabhupada explained that the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is the highest thing is to give you Krishna prem. It's not to counteract any material causes like disease and like that. That's a side effect. Another story to show the importance of the power of the holy name. There was one king, Narasimhanandan. He was maybe happened before the British rule. Yeah. So there was one. There was one person. He was his name was Bhaskar Pandit. He was like a leader of gangsters. And they were going throughout India massacring all of villages and towns. And so when this king, Narasimhananda, he found out about this person, he was in Calcutta at that time. The king was ruling Calcutta area. And he told his citizens that we are going to chant the holy name all night, tonight. So they were chanting, and in those days, they used gunpowder for ammunition for fighting and everything. So, at midnight, this king heard four bang, bang, bang noises. So he told his spy, go and find out where these noises are coming from. So the spy went and he saw this deity of Madan Mohan, very small deity, expanding in huge form and had cannonballs on each side. And four bang, bang, bang noises went, all 10,000 soldiers dead. This person had 10,000 all dead. So next day this king, Narasimhananda, he went to this place where this deity was, Madan Mohan deity. And Krishna was smiling. He had a gunpowder on his body, in his clothes, and he was smiling. So now this deity is in Crowley, I think Jaipur. It's in one of the places there. Koroli, right? Koroli, yeah. It's in Koroli, that's, yeah. So these are examples to show the potency of the holy name, how you can counteract all negative energy. And there was another one to... I think in Chandramulli Maharaj explaining how in America in New Vrindavan, there was a drought, and the government was putting restrictions on water, so even people couldn't wash their cars, and there were fines. So one devotee, the town president at that time, he spoke to this radio person in charge of his radio company, and he told the person that we can make it rain. So he said, "Oh, really?" So he said, "But you have to follow the method I'm showing you." He told the radio person, "You have to show the method I'm showing you." So everyone who's on your radio show, when we do the Hare Krishna Kirtan, they have to chant with us. So he agreed. And then after this radio show finished with the Hare Krishna Kirtan, many other people chanting, it started raining after 3 days. And this person in charge of the radio company, he spoke to the mayor of New Vrindavan, and the mayor gave the key of the city to the devotees. So this shows you the potency of the holy name, how he counteracts all negative energies. So, but the real benefit is to attain Krishna Prem. That's the real benefit of chanting the holy name. And so, you discuss some more insight about chanting. Let's see. Okay. So, in the Jeva Dharma, chapter 23, it explains, though the immense benefits from chanting these, okay, there's a guna nam of Krishna, they really bring forth transcendental benefits. So, like example is given of Supreme Lord, Controller, Paramatma, Brahman. These are not the direct names of the Lord. They're like names connecting to the creation of the material world. So, the Jeva Dharma explains that they don't really give the they rarely give the highest benefit. But whereas the names like Achyuta, or Narayan, Vasudev, Janardhan, Rishikesh, Achyuta, Govinda, Gopal, Rama, and so on, they give the highest benefit. Because these names are connected directly to the Lord in the spiritual world, Vaikuntha and Goloka. So by chanting these names, they give the true benefit that one can achieve perfection by going back to Godhead. So in the Jeva Dharma it explains how the holy name is the true friend of the living entity. So it's also explained in the prayers of Rupa Goswami how the holy name is more merciful than the deity form of the Lord. How worshipping a deity, one has to have strictness in terms of cleanliness, punctuality, whereas holy name can be chanted in any situation. There's no rules and regulations. Example of giving of Ajamil is there. How he chanted the name of Narayan, but the question can be asked: how is it that he didn't achieve perfection in that very lifetime? So Jiva Goswami explains that he chanted the name Narayan, but he didn't chant it with feeling. So he had to get more purified. So his life was extended. And in the connection with the story of Ajamil, it explains how interesting, Shivaramaj comments on this in his Navavrajamayami, how When Ajamil went out, his wife, the prostitute was there, and Lomasa Rishi, he came in that place. He had some skin problem, you know, rash or something. And he was advised that you have to go to a low-class person to get some food from them. So he went to this place where Ajami's wife was, and he asked for some food. And then he blessed the wife. He said, your son will be named Narayan. So in this way he got blessing through to Lomasa Rishi, got the blessing of. But the point is, because he did chant the holy name with feeling, he had to take a little longer time to get purified. And I heard also that this story of Ajamil took place in one of the previous Kaliyugas. So we can see in this way the importance of the holy name. Even someone doesn't chant it with feeling, they get the benefit, it just takes a longer time for them to achieve the goal. But Prabhupada explained in his lecture, I heard 7939, Prabhupada said, in order to achieve the true benefit of the holy name, to gain the purity of chanting the holy name, one has to come to the stage of being a brahmana. Qualities of brahmana have to be cultivated. Cleanliness, mercy, truthfulness, austerity, like this. These qualities have to be cultivated. And then the true benefit of the holy name will manifest. And this is also backed up by there's a verse in Prema Vivarta. It explains how if one is initiated as a brahmana and he's worshipping a deity for 1,000 lifetimes, then that person gains the qualification for chanting the holy name all the time. So we can see how importance of cultivating brahmana qualities is important. And then the holy name will give full mercy. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulanda ki, Sitaran Maksanama, Shri Shri Gornitai ki. So in the Isha Upanishad he explains the invocation was Om Purnam Ada Purnam Idam Purnasya Purna Adaya Purnasya Purnam Adaya. Om Purnam Ada Purnam Idam Purnasya Purnam Udya Chete Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnamya Vasyate. The personality of God is perfect and complete, and because He is perfect and complete, all emanations from Him, such as his phenomenal world, are perfectly equipped as complete wholes. Whatever is produced of the complete whole is also complete in itself. Because he is a complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from him, he remains a complete balance. So we can see from this verse how Krishna is complete, whether he's in the material world or the spiritual, he's complete. He doesn't get affected even in the material world. But it says out of even though Krishna has many avatars and the holy name is most merciful of all the avatars. So in this particular Kali Yuga, we are very fortunate because this is called as the merciful Kali Yuga. Because Lord Chaitanya himself came, Krishna himself came in the mood of a devotee. And he made the process very easy for everyone to take to as well. So, by praying to Lord Chaitanya and taking to the teachings, following Prabhupada's teachings, and avoiding the 10 offenses of the holy name, perfection is easily achieved. There's a story how when Lord Chaitanya was a scholar, he used to play with students and like this. So one time it happened how, as he was playing with his students, he saw some puppies. And he took one of the puppies to his house. And he tied the puppy in the house. Now, Lord Chaitanya was born in a Brahmana family. So Brahmanas don't keep animals in the house. They don't keep the waste because dogs are not very clean animals. Generally, the Vedic culture, you keep them outside the house. So in this case, Lord Chaitanya tied a puppy in the house. So his friends, Lord Chaitanya left and he went to bathe in the Ganges. And the friends of Lord Chaitanya, the students, they came to Mother Sachi and told, who's Lord Chaitanya's mother, had told her that Lord Chaitanya has kept a puppy in the house, he tied it up. So Mother Sachi, she just untied the puppy and the puppy started running down the village or the city, right? And all of a sudden, a plane from Goloka came down and the puppy attained his spiritual form and went to Goloka. So, it says in the Chaitanya Bhagavad that the demigods, they were praying to Lord Chaitanya, just as this puppy attained perfection, please give us a blessing, we can achieve perfection. So she should make the point how Lord Chaitanya is very merciful. But there's one point to note how to get Lord Chaitanya's mercy is example is given like Junior Haridas, he was banished because the story went how he got rice for Lord Chaitanya's for prasad for lunch. And when Lord Chaitanya was eating the rice before, he said, Who got this rice? And the name was given Junior Haridas. So Lord Chaitanya told his servant Govinda, I don't want to see him anymore. So all the devotees, they tried to get Lord Chaitanya to see Junior Haridas, but Lord Chaitanya wouldn't compromise. He said, if you want to be with him, you can have him and I'll leave. So in this way, they were very, even the senior devotees, when Lord Chaitanya wouldn't change his views. So after Junior Haridas committed, he gave up his body, I think in the Triveni, right? He left his body in Triveni. And Lord Chaitanya asked, where is Junior Haridas? And the devotee said, he left his body in the Triveni, he gave up his body. And Lord Chaitanya, he said, oh, that's the correct thing to do. So Prabhupada said in his lecture, to make the point, he gave another example to balance his point. Sivas Thakur's wife was pregnant, Malini was pregnant. And she came to see Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri. And Lord Chaitanya was happy that they came and like this. So Prabhupada made the point that Lord Chaitanya was very merciful, but he did not accept hypocrisy. If someone was doing hypocrisy, Lord Chaitanya wouldn't accept that. Like for Junior Haridas, that was he had to go through that to learn his lesson that you cannot do hypocrisy. So, Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur, in his quotations, he also makes a point. On this point, he gives the same point that the weak can chant the holy name, the strong people can chant the holy name, the learned can chant, the illiterate can chant, but someone who's hypocrisy, he cannot chant the holy name. The same point, to elaborate on this point, how so even to be chanting the holy name, one has to. Prabhupada said, spiritual life is easy, chanting, dancing and feasting. Someone asked Prabhupada, is there any challenges? And Prabhupada said, to come to mortal goodness is a challenge. So, and it's explained that even in the material world, to do anything, you have to help from other people. You can't do it with your own strength to survive in the material world. So same thing in spiritual life. To make advancement, we have to have blessings from others around us. Then we can advance. So, in the seventh canto Bhagavatam, I think, is explained how by going through the songs of the acharyas, we come to the level of associating with the Paramahansas. So the songs are written for our benefit so we can take the association, come to the Paramahansa platform. And this will also qualify us to chant the holy name all the time. So, example is given. Just like a king, he keeps his treasury. He doesn't show it to everyone. So the acharyas, they kept their treasury in their songs. So by learning these songs, that treasury can reveal to us. And in this way, we can also come to the stage of Paramahansa and get immersed in chanting the holy name. So, It says there's three ways. There's if Namaruchi, Jivodaya and Vaishnava Seva. So chanting holy name, serving the Vaishnavas and mercy to the fallen souls. So if we are doing this, then our path back to Godhead is open. So it's Prabhupada also explains in the Bhagavad Gita in the introduction, he explains how if someone is working and they're giving their fruits to Krishna and they're offering everything to Krishna, in time this will also qualify them to chant the holy name. They'll become purified over time. Because he says, by serving those who are free from lust, one becomes free from lust also. So, by serving those who are on the path of pure devotion service, one also gets the mercy in time. He can come to the line of pure devotion service. So we can see even Srila Prabhupada, he in the beginning he was stressing 64 rounds. The devotees found it difficult, so he cut it down to 32 rounds, then 16, no less, Prabhupada said like that. So because this is following the line of the six Goswamis where they say they were chanting in scheduled measurements. They used to measure everything, how they used to do things. So, and There have been stories to show how if someone tries to separate the chanting from the nine processes and do the nine processes independently, he will not be able to maintain his spiritual strength. And there was an instance, I think, in America, Chandramouli Maharaj explained how there was one, the Tamil president spoke to Maharaj and said that we have one lady disciple, she's doing deity worship but she's not chanting. So how can we deal with this? So Maharaj spoke to her and he tried to get her to chant the holy names, giving her the importance behind chanting. And she was more into deity worship. So Maharaj told the Tamil president, you just have to let it go, leave it for now. And in time she left. So to show the importance that we cannot underestimate the important the chanting of the holy name. And Prabhupada also explains that if someone is not on the, he's not strong enough to chant on the beads, because it takes time to build up the strength, then he should attend kirtans, come to kirtans. And by participating in kirtans, then in time his spiritual strength will develop, where he can take the strong japa. Any comments? Any questions? Maharaj, good question.
Hare Krishna, Guru. Thank you. Nice class. Prabhupada explains in the purport that deity worship or hearing about Krishna or thinking about Krishna is not different from chanting.
Yeah.
But you said that if one does not chant, then one will stop other processes. So can you elaborate?
Well, to my understanding, the chanting has to be there. Jiva Goswami says that if someone doesn't pay importance to chanting and just the other process independently from chanting, like this example of Maharaj gave to the Tamil, he tried to resolve the issue with this Mataji, saying that you can't, you have to chant the holy name, you cannot just do deity worship. Because she was giving more importance to deity worship and she wasn't following maybe chanting around or something. And Maharaj said, you can't do that. You have to do your rounds and also do deity worship. But then in time, they couldn't resolve that issue with her. So Maharaj just told the Tamil president, you just have to wait and see what happens. Then she herself, she stepped down from the service. Because I think, like all the spiritual masters, it's like the out of all the instructions, the 10 offenses, disobeying the order of the spiritual masters is most important. So it's not with our strength we can approach Krishna. It's by the mercy of the spiritual master we approach Krishna. So, if the spiritual master's given us certain instructions, we have to follow that. And the most important instruction is to chant 16 rounds and follow the four principles. Isn't it? So even I was reading the course of Bhakti and Attack on the Holy Name. In the beginning, before glorifying the holy name, he emphasizes his point, saying that you have to follow the order of the spiritual master. Then through his mercy you can... So, and I was reading past time of Gokishoda Babaji Maharaj and Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, where someone attained perfection through deity worship or something. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was coming and he was saying, this is not normal. It's not the normal way you achieve perfection. It's through chanting the holy name, perfection comes in.
Thanks, Prabhu, for a wonderful class. So you know, Lord Chaitanya inaugurated, if you could use that word, the Maha Mantra. But before that, I mean, Kali Yuga was still going on. So what? How did the Vaishnavas take shelter of the holy names if it wasn't there before? And what mantra did they use before Lord Chaitanya's ascent or descent? Do you any?
Well, from my understanding, it's like before the Vaishnavas were in seclusion. They used to practice bhajan in seclusion, right? There wasn't open. It wasn't open for everyone. So Vaishnavas were always there, but it wasn't open for the masses. Didn't know about it. It was more in seclusion. And Lord Chaitanya opened it up to the masses.
It was there before. It was still being used. That the holy,
yeah,
this Maha Mantra was,
yeah,
still there.
It opened out. You want to comment? Anyone comment? Yeah. Even in a time when you see how, even after Lord Chaitanya left the planet, right? You see how people were misusing the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, and they were trying to go to Raghunuga Bhakti directly without going through sadhana. So everything got covered over, right? Mayavad philosophy came in. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he appeared, he exposed all these philosophies, these 13 upper sampradayas and sahajism. He exposed all these things. And you can see even within that time there was seclusion in chanting. It's only when Bhaktivinoda Thakur prayed to Lord Jagannath to send someone to help him spread the mission, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, then he spread the mission. So he set the line of purity for us. I have to stop here. Antara Srimad Bhagavatam Chaitanya Charitamrita ki.